ready for Saturday Night Lights at the Birthplace. How are we doing, Rutgers Nation? Welcome to another edition of Chop Weekly, live on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. I'm Dom Savino, filling in for Chris Carlin today, and in just minutes, we are going to hear from the head coach of Rutgers football, Greg Schiano. The Scarlet Knights have a big game coming up this Saturday. Prime time, at home, at the Birthplace, the Scarlet Knights will host Michigan. We'll break that down for you in just a bit, but first, let's bring in the Rutgers Hall of Famer, Eric LeGrand. Eric, happy Halloween. How's it going?
Happy Halloween to you as well, Dom. I'm doing well. How are you?
Good, good. What's the snack du jour? What's the candy du jour today for you?
See, I've been tearing up the nerds late night, and it's not good. I got the Halloween bowl out early this week, and I was just rummaging through the bowl and eating the nerds. I had some Skittles, some sour warheads. That's just, it's too much. It's bad. But it's the only time of the year that I indulge on candy, so got to take it for what's, you know, the good with that.
Nice. There you go. My favorite answer is all the above. That's where I'm at right now.
I can't go there because there's no candy corn for me.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Well, it's good to see you again, Eric, because I've seen you a bunch this week. You've had two events in the last week with Team LeGrand, and the Rutgers community has turned out for both. Most recent one just yesterday, the Rutgers men's basketball exhibition game at Jersey Mike's Arena. All of the proceeds for that going to Team LeGrand as part of the Christopher and Dana Reeve Foundation. And I know for you, Eric, that was really cool to be a part of.
It really was, just to go out there, get to see, you know, the team, obviously watching them on the court for the first time versus another opponent, getting to see the Rutgers community going up on the Jumbotron and everyone showing love. I can't wait to see how much money that we got to raise for that event yesterday. And like you said, it all goes to Team LeGrand of the Christopher and Dana Reeve Foundation. And as well as an evening with Eric LeGrand that we had last Monday at the New Brunswick Performance Arts Center, where we raised over $70,000 and now over $500,000 in the past 10 years. So it's been amazing to see the Rutgers community come out, show support, show their love, Dom. And, you know, that's what we're all about on and off the field.
That's cool. Getting to see a couple of the pictures from the event in downtown New Brunswick mm-hmm. earlier this week. Appreciate the Rutgers community turning out for that. And Eric, we know they're going to turn out again this Saturday to the Birthplace. Rutgers will play under the Saturday Night Lights. It's Military Appreciation Night and another primetime game for Rutgers at SHI Stadium.
Yeah, you got to love that atmosphere. This is obviously the third night game this year for the Scarlet Knights, which we haven't had in the past. But as a player, it always brings that extra juice, that extra, you know, getting excited for the game, the fans getting excited. And guess what? You're playing the number four team in the country, Michigan, which obviously is a tough task, but this is why you want to be in this conference, because you want to play these games. Last year, we know how well that they played them, but the whole atmosphere of the game is going to be exciting. The boardwalk, as we see, opening up at 3 o'clock for all the fans to enjoy the festivities outside the stadium, and then packing SHI Stadium out for the 7:30 kickoffers. A team that was in the college football playoff last year, and now getting ready, it looks like they might repeat again this year. So it's going to be a great atmosphere.
Yeah, so we get a whole bunch of the Rutgers boardwalk this Saturday. As always, free rides up and down the boardwalk. We'll have a bunch of food trucks there as well. Of course, we'll have our pregame pep rally with some special guests there as we welcome the Rutgers football team in with the Scarlet Walk. But Eric, you mentioned something that I want to talk about. Rutgers is going to host a Michigan team that's played really well this year. But you think back to last year, Rutgers had the tough task of going on the road to Ann Arbor and very nearly came out with a win. The run defense played really well last year, and it played really well this year, so trying to repeat that.
Absolutely. You watched that game last year. That second half adjustments that the Scarlet Knights made, they were dominating Michigan. I believe they had a 3-3 in the row on defense. And then in a running game, the success that Isaiah Pacheco and the other running backs were having in that game were pretty amazing to see. Kind of shocking, to be honest with you. But they just couldn't, you know, score that last touchdown that they needed at the end. I believe they lost that game by 6 points last year. But the Scarlet Knights lined up very well with them when it comes to rushing defense. Obviously, you look at this past weekend and what Minnesota did, and you get a little bit disappointed there. But we know that the Scarlet Knights usually play great rushing defense. And that's why it gave Michigan last year a lot of trouble when they were just trying to pound down the rock on them. And Rutgers wasn't having it. So we'll see what you know, obviously this year's a new year, different players and whatnot. But I'm excited to see what this Rutgers defense, now after coming off a disappointing, you know, game this past weekend, now get an opportunity to go up against another team that wants to just try to run it and pound it down their throat. And we'll see how the Scarlet Knights handle themselves.
Yeah, the Rutgers defense still ranking as one of the top 15 in the country. So getting ready to hear from Coach Schiano in just a couple of moments. You heard all the info for Saturday. 3 o'clock, the Rutgers boardwalk opens, 7:30 kickoff. We encourage you to be in your seats on time or be in early, because we've got the whole pregame light show for you, which we got to see a couple times already. A really cool addition. And also a surprise at the end of the first quarter for Rutgers fans. Heard a little bit about it. Don't know the full scoop, but I know it's going to be awesome from what I've heard. And it sounds like you've heard a little bit too, Eric.
Yeah, I heard a little bit about it. You know, our guy PJ and his team come up with some great game day atmosphere for the fans and the experience. And they're not going to want to miss that the special show that's coming up at the end of the first quarter going into the second quarter. And PJ, like I said, always got something up his sleeve. So I'm excited for it as well.
Yeah, no, it'll be fun. And again, Military Appreciation Night. So at the boardwalk, we'll have a whole bunch of military vehicles. You can get pictures with that. Military members will be a part of our pregame Rutgers parade. And there will be a whole bunch of moments during the game where we get to honor the men and women who protect us and all the troops. We expect to see a bunch of them. It'll be really cool to honor them as we do every year at the birthplace.
Yeah, absolutely. You always want to thank our military for their service and their sacrifice for us to be able to do what we love to do. Even when the wins and the losses, you know, there's always a bigger meaning to what we're able to do. Even when we get down and we get disappointed in the bad outcomes, and then when we get to celebrate the victories, it's all because of the sacrifice that our servicemen and women are doing each and every day out there, that laying their lives on the line so we can live free like we are doing. And it's excited to be able to honor them and let them, you know, show how much we care about them and represent them. And it's funny when you get to see, and I love it, because when you, the overseas members are, say, in a total different country, but they got the Rutgers flag in the background, they're waking up at all hours of the morning or the night just to watch a game. And that just goes to show you how far the Rutgers community supports each other and the bandwidth of it.
Well, it's a fun point right now. And as you see downtown New York City, you see Manhattan. It's going to be a great night. I looked at the weather earlier today, too, for Saturday. It's going to be like 65 degrees, a perfect fall day. But also, you know, we were talking about this yesterday. We had you on the Rutgers basketball broadcast. We're into the final month of the college football regular season, and Rutgers football, you got a couple of chances here. You got a primetime game. You got two more home games left. It's an exciting final month of the regular season coming up.
It is. You're sitting right here now at 4-4, you know, to be able to control your destiny. You got four games left going into this last month, and you want to go out there and try to get bowl eligible. Obviously, there's some tough games that are coming up, but hey, you never know. That's why you play the football game. You never know what can happen. Obviously, we have seen Pandemonium Memphis get away before. Would love to see that again, absolutely. But hey, this is why you play the game, and you want to set yourself up for these moments and have the fans excited, knowing that there is an opportunity, there is a chance, and you got to get to that 6-1 so you can get that extra game, get those extra practices, which is crucial for the players to develop a little bit more. It's like a second spring that you get, an early one. So that's the goal. The challenge will be tough, but hey, I'm all for it, and I can't wait to see what the Scarlets do this last half of the season.
And we got to see Rutgers have a great season, a bowl season last year, too. You know, it's interesting, though, you mentioned the idea of extra practices. And with the defense, which has been the calling card this year for Rutgers, having an outstanding season, so much youth on that side of the ball. Most of the starters have multiple years of eligibility left. And it's all the young players, guys like Aaron Lewis, so I know you're high on, have played exceedingly well this year.
I love to see that. You know, young guys going out there, you know, finding ways into the defense and learning and understanding it at a young age, knowing that they have multiple years of eligibility left, they're going to get better. They're going to get bigger. They're going to get stronger. Aaron Lewis, he's a maniac in the greatest way possible. He just goes out there with his head is like on fire when he rushes the passer. So it's amazing to see that he can, you know, handle this at such a young age and everything that he's done, transferring from Michigan back home. So I know on Saturday night will be a huge game for him. So I'm excited for that. It's going to be a lot of fun watching them. But those other guys too, Tyreen Powder, and the young guys out there, Max Mellon, just a lot of football reps that have been played, and they can get that extra spring too. That's what we need. That's what we need right there, Dom.
Well, if you're watching us whatever it is, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, we want to hear from you. Just saw Garrett Ellis checking in from Louisville, Kentucky. Thanks for joining us. We're down in Louisville. I want to mention this, too, while we're waiting for Coach Schiano. We're going to hear his press conference in just a couple of moments. The 30-year anniversary, that Rutgers football fans may remember, of Forte to Brantley, one of the biggest games in program history. Halloween, homecoming, Rutgers Stadium. Rutgers, a comeback win over Virginia Tech. I saw some fans on social media celebrating the anniversary. I wasn't at that game. I know you weren't at that game. But 30 years ago, one of the biggest games in Rutgers football history. And hoping to this weekend.
I was definitely not at that game. I was 2 years old. I think the Jets had turned two at the time. But, you know, it's those are the moments where you get to look back on the exciting moments to the program's history and the development of it. And you want to be able to create more of those memories. Obviously, it's crazy how many years I've already passed since, you know, 2006 Louisville game. But times are coming. Lincoln's coach says he starts. That's
something I had to.
I've got cancer, but I've also got the state's leading cancer program on my side.
If you or a loved one has cancer, you need New Jersey's only comprehensive cancer center designated by the National Cancer Institute, recently named a high-performing hospital by U.S. News & World Report.
I've got cancer, but I've also got hope.
Learn more at rwjbh.org/beatcancer. RWJ Barnabas Health and Rutgers Cancer Institute of New Jersey. Let's beat cancer together.
Building a winning team starts with recruiting talented players and giving them a chance to succeed. For more than 30 years, SHI International has thrived by hiring and training employees to deliver custom IT solutions to customers around the world. You could be next. Find out why over 400 Rutgers University graduates are now building an IT career at SHI. Visit SHI.com/careers and explore the career opportunities available to you. That's SHI.com/careers. SHI, innovative solutions, world-class support.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
How's Gavin doing, and is there any update on his status?
He's doing well. Yeah, I think he's going to be fine.
You would expect him to be available for Saturday?
I do.
And reevaluating the tape, watching his game, what did you think, and did it look any better than it looked on Saturday? What were your takeaways from evaluating the tape of his play?
I think what I said Saturday, I watched him pretty closely because he's a really young quarterback in there. I felt he looked comfortable. I don't think he felt out of place. I felt that he ran an operation. And then he made some really good throws, and then he made a mistake, and then he made another mistake that were two turnovers. But he shows why we're excited about his future. That's what I thought I could come away with Saturday was. It's a matter of time. You know, I do believe that. I think it's a when, not an if. You just gotta keep going. And, you know, we're building something here, and he's a big part of it. But so are a bunch of other guys that are working their tails off. So just keep moving.
Greg, a majority of the scholarship roster is eligibility-wise either a freshman or sophomore. What are you looking to see out of these guys over the next four games?
Well, I'm not really looking at the four games, Richie. I'm looking at this one game. It's real dangerous to start looking past anything. What I look for, and you know, a lot of people say, well, that's coach speak, right? And people like more exciting stuff. But if it's true, then it's not coach speak. It's just how I do it. Is right now, I'm totally focused on game planning Michigan, because that's what we do on Mondays, and totally focused on meeting with my leadership council, and totally like those are the things that I really focus on, because that's what's at, you know, here right now. And, you know, we have a saying around here, the journey is the destination. The world isn't made like that, right? The world is, you know, you got to get to that spot. You know, I really believe what we're doing today is really that spot, and do it the best you can. And that may sound corny, that may sound coach speak, but I give everybody a little advice. It's kind of a good way to roll. So that's the way we do it. So that's what we're on right now, is how do we get better today? Those are the only things we can control. Tomorrow we'll have a Tuesday practice, and that'll be the only thing we control.
Coach, there's some concern around the Big Ten about teams sharing tunnels, especially after the two incidents at Michigan. What's the procedure here, and what are your do you have any concerns in general about that?
You know, I witnessed the same thing, so I understand the question. We've never had an incident that I know of, at least when I've been here, we haven't had an incident. I think our guys do a great job with who goes when, and it's all very controlled. And maybe some people feel like it's too controlled, but case in point, it needs to be controlled. And that's just the way we're built right now. There'll be a day when we have two tunnels. I'm not worried about that. But right now, this is the way we're built. So this is the way we'll do it. But we have a plan, that's for sure.
Michigan obviously has one of the best running games in the country. I mean, what does it take to kind of limit a team like that as much as you can?
Well, it's hard. I mean, why do they have a good running game? They have a very good offensive line. They have two really good backs, probably more, but two that play a lot, and a quarterback that can run and pass. So you have to defend the pass. You have to defend his run. The offensive line's doing a good job blocking, and they got two upper echelon running backs. So it's one of the better outfits in America on offense. That's why you look at where they're ranked in all those statistical categories. They're up in the top. Have we played against people like that? Yeah, we have. We have to do a great job. We have to be at our very best to have a chance to slow them down. Are you going to stop them? No. No one stopped them. But we're going to do everything we can to the best of our ability and see where that stacks up.
Conversely, about your own attack without Sam, you guys struggled a bit against Minnesota. Is the offensive line? Is that the running backs? And just on Sam, do you have an update on when he'll have the surgery this week?
Yeah. First off, Sam is out at the site where he's getting surgery as we speak. The surgery's tomorrow. Why we didn't have an effective running game? Well, first and foremost, Minnesota had something to do with that. They're really good on defense, and not just against us. They've been really good in rush defense against everyone. That's why they're ranked where they are. We didn't do our best. We missed some block combinations. We missed some reads in the run game. When you drop some of those RPOs, they're not quite as scary to the defense anymore, right? So it all goes together. Everything, it's never every, if it was one reason, you make a change in that person and it's fixed. It's never one thing or one person. But it certainly wasn't effective. I mean, I agree with you on that. So we're working very hard to figure out what we can do to help that. And Michigan is equally adept at stopping the run. They're really, really good, maybe even better. They have a really strong defense, the biggest front we'll play against up front defensively. Their linebackers run really well. Their secondary knows where to fit. Yeah, it's going to be a challenge.
Greg, in the past, Cruikshank's made some special, crazy special teams plays, some returning balls for touchdowns multiple times. This year, it seems like it's a little more conservative back there. Is it just a matter of him still being in recovery kind of, or is that a scheme thing?
Some of it has been his recovery, yeah. Initially, he wasn't overly confident in doing that. That's where he did get hurt. But I think Aaron is feeling good about it now. And, you know, we've been a little more aggressive, as you can see. In the punt game, the punt return game, I think he's equally effective. I mean, unfortunately, we had one call back that was for a touchdown. So, you know, what makes that feel better? You hit one or two home runs and you feel great about it all season long. You don't, and you don't. So we have to do a better job.
Now, you said you started Gavin because you saw an opportunity against Minnesota. Is there any inkling of who would be the starter this week based on what you've seen with Michigan?
No, Gavin's going to be our starter. Mm-hmm.
Ben.
Same reasons that I said before. You know, I think he showed what he's capable of. Now we have to get consistent at doing that. But that's not just Gavin. You know, as I've talked to you guys before, in building a program, there's a lot of steps. The last step is consistency, because it's the hardest step, right? To do something right once you get taught the skill and you know the scheme, you can do it right once. But can you do it right over and over and over again against an opponent that's trying to make you do it wrong? That's consistency, and that's where we're working to get there.
I'm off of that too. How does the way that you navigate this rebuild, kind of the roller coaster nature of it, the ups and downs, how does that compare to the first time you went through it in terms of your own expectations, the message within the program, and things like that?
That's a good question. That's a really good question. Yeah, I haven't thought of that. I know I felt it, but I haven't really thought about it. Yeah, I mean, when we lose, it's really, really tough, and I'm not special in that way. I think when you spend so much time, you know, 6 days totally committed to that, other than sleeping and eating and you know, sleep, you know, what else do you do as a coach? And then it doesn't work. And the way we lost Saturday, it just rips you apart. But the beautiful thing about our sport is you got to get up and you got to get ready, right? Because 6 days, another one's coming. And that I love about my job. Is it similar? I guess it is. If you think about it. Yeah, in a lot of ways it is.
You guys are strong defensively in a lot of categories. Red zone defense, I think 18 trips, 18 scores. Is there any common factor there? And is there a concern at all in that category?
Well, there's certainly concern because we're not doing well there. Joe and I have talked about it. We've spent some extra time on it in practice. We've looked at it. When you're doing well in just about every other category and then not on that, you know, you sit there and say, man, is it scheme? It always comes down to, is it scheme or technique, right? Is it the person playing? Like, those are the things you got to look at. And scheme is what the coaches come up with, and technique is how they teach the technique. And then the players is, you know, you have choices who to play. So are we doing the right things? You know, certainly we haven't figured it out yet, or it would be looking a lot better right now. So something we're aware of. It's not something that, you know, we haven't talked a lot about. But right now we haven't figured it out.
Coach, in hindsight, obviously the injuries had a lot to do with what you were able to do at quarterback. But would it have been more beneficial for your team to play one quarterback at a time as opposed to the rotation that we saw at times?
I think you answered your own question with your preamble, right? We didn't have choices. You know, it wasn't like we had choices. We had, at the beginning of the season, Noah was out. Now, did we make that clear? No, because we thought that was a competitive advantage for people not to know. Some have told me it was the worst kept secret in Eastern football. So, okay, if they knew, they knew. That's good. But people always like to say they knew, you know. I have inklings about stuff too. You know, there was a lot of stuff being said last week about their quarterback situation, none of which came true. So, believe me, people say they know, you think you know, but you don't know until the guy trots out onto the field and plays. So, at that point, we had two quarterbacks, which neither one of them was ready to take the reins. So, we were going to let them both get experience and see how it went. Then Noah started to re-enter the picture. He had experience, but he physically wasn't ready. Again, you don't want to put anybody out there exclusively until they're ready to do it. Otherwise, you can really harm a guy's development. So when you kind of mix it up a little bit, no one is really the guy that didn't do it well enough. Or when you win, oh, look at that. They put it together enough to win. There's a science to me in developing guys and when to bring them along. And, you know, obviously we've made that move. And by your, you know, what I said to you that Gavin's starting, it kind of tells you what time we feel it is now.
Just with Aaron Lewis, it seems like he's becoming a bigger and bigger focal point of opposing game plans. I mean, how do you kind of see him adjusting to that and kind of, you know, improving in that?
Well, there's no doubt, right? I mean, you saw what Minnesota did. They double teamed him most of the time. Two things there. Number one, get used to it, Aaron, because you've earned it. Number two, how about some other guys? We got to show up bigger now. Not that guys haven't done that. I mean, I think we've had some guys that have really raised up, but we're young up there too, with the exception of Fetty, really. That's a young group. So understanding when he gets the double team, what does that mean for the rest of us? How are they gonna block the rest of us? And, you know, it's always different when it's first and second down, normal downs, what we call normal downs, and then when it's third down or situational football, because then you're attacking just the pass. When it's normal downs, you got to play the run and the pass, so it's not quite as easy to kind of rig it up to help somebody come free. So it's a challenge, but as guys get more experienced, it's a feel thing as well. You know, I feel the protection sliding to me. There's certain things I can do. I feel the protection sliding away from me. There's certain things I can do. That takes repetition, and we're getting better at it. But it's just not, again, as to Pat's thing, consistency, right? Consistency, being able to feel it every time. Now, nobody does it every time, but you know what I mean. 9 out of 10 times you feel the slide, you shoot the twist game. It happens naturally. You know, it's called a natural game. But it's anything but natural. It happens over time because guys feel it. But, yeah, we need to get better at all those things. And it's not from a lack of trying. This team is just busting their rear end every day. I have no complaints about how hard we're working, studying, meeting, taking care of our bodies. That's what makes it even harder as a head coach. You see your guys hurt. They put so much into it and how much it hurts them. But hey, welcome to big time college football, right? It's going to be a winner and loser every week. And right now we've won it four and we've lost it four. So got a great opportunity Saturday. So again, apologize for being a couple minutes late, and hopefully you got what you need.
I've got cancer, but I've also got the state's leading cancer program on my side.
If you or a loved one has cancer, you need New Jersey's only comprehensive cancer center designated by the National Cancer Institute, recently named a high-performing hospital by U.S. News & World Report.
I've got cancer, but I've also got hope.
Learn more at rwjbh.org/beatcancer. RWJ Barnabas Health and Rutgers Cancer Institute of New Jersey. Let's beat cancer together.
Managing an IT environment is a lot like being a landlord. An endless list of projects to complete for some demanding tenants. That's where SHI comes in. From modernizing your data center to securing a hybrid workforce, SHI can make optimizing and protecting your technology assets as easy as changing a light bulb. To learn how SHI helps IT organizations select, deploy, and manage the technology that powers their home away from home, visit SHI.com. That's SHI.com. SHI, innovative solutions, world-class support.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan. So make sure you...
Jim. Jim.
We're on the air.
Ooh, yes. This tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Alrighty, good to hear from Rutgers head coach Greg Schiano and Eric. A couple of things there that coach said, but the big one, great to hear that Gavin Wimsatt is okay and he will be the starter for Rutgers football going forward at quarterback.
Yeah, to hear that coming out of coach's mouth, usually the Fovars men will find out who trots out there the day of the game. And he's saying this is the time, this is Gavin's time, and I'm excited about it. Now, this is his team to take over. Everyone has been waiting for that moment, and the opportunity is going to present itself again versus the number four team in the country.
And as Coach said, we've seen Gavin Wimsatt's potential. He's played really well at points this season, so looking forward to seeing him. Adam, one of a couple people who was watching today who noticed what Coach said, too, about Gavin Wimsatt. And again, Rutgers defense will be huge. It's played really well across the season. Going to play a big role again this Saturday. But Coach mentioned the run defense with guys like Aaron Lowe is going to play a big factor.
It's going to be a huge factor. He's earned a double team now. So I asked to find ways to be able to get past that. The great ones always find ways to get past the double teams, and I believe he will. And now we'll see how much more, you know, these guys are ready for that running game because Michigan is coming with some big boys, and they've had a lot of success on the ground. But I believe Rutgers defense will be able to challenge. I know they're young, but they got a lot of fight in them, and they got some dog in them. So looking forward to that opportunity.
Looking forward to seeing Rutgers football under the Saturday night of SHI Stadium once again. They kick off 7:30 Saturday. The Rutgers boardwalk is going to open at 3 o'clock. It's military appreciation night, a pregame light and fireworks show before the game, so you got to be in your seats before kickoff. And a surprise for fans, too, at the end of the first quarter. They're going to really enjoy that. A lot to do Saturday. It's going to be a fun night at the birthplace, Eric.
It's going to be a lot of fun. I can't wait to see all the fans come out, get ready to chop Michigan and bring that atmosphere, bring that energy, because as a former player, we love to feed off of that, especially on the big third downs that come up. Be as loud as possible, enjoy your time, and support the military.
I always say it to Rutgers Nation, you can be the difference, and we want you to be the difference this Saturday night in Piscataway. That'll do it for another edition of Chop Weekly. For the Rutgers Hall of Famer, Eric LeGrand, I'm Dom Savino. We'll see you Saturday at the birthplace. Rutgers Saturday Night Lights and Military Appreciation Night.